Blog Talk Radio.
Shining in the light of your glory, Lord, pour out.
all night for nothing more to be graced with your presence. Open our eyes, God. We open our hearts to you, God. Quiet water. Oh,
Praise the Lord. You are listening to Love Songs from Paul Belushi. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are celebrating. Praise God. This week, coming in, Valentine's, and I say you are loved. Just think about how God loves all of us at the same time, that He has no respecter of person. The love. Spread the love this week. Oh, just hug somebody and kiss somebody and let them know that they are loved. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful time. I just love to love up on people. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is just a great feeling when you can just say, I love you, I love you, and love up on them with no restraint. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for His wonderful love. His amazing love. Praise God. Oh, we can just love up on Him anytime. When we can't love up on nobody else, maybe our husbands or our wives don't want to show us love, but God loves us. Always there for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we can run to him anytime, anytime. When we're feeling down, when we're feeling sad, when we're feeling weary, when we feel disgusted, when nothing don't seem as though it's going right, we can always run to our first love. And that is the title of this album, First Love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. A God that loves us beyond anything that we can do, ask, or think. God loves us unconditionally. Hallelujah. Praise God. Someone that loves you unconditionally. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful God that we serve. Praise God. I can sing of his love forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you live tonight. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. You know, in this life we will have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. You shall overcome. Maybe some type of sickness. We don't know. Sometimes sickness falls so fast we don't even know how it happens to us, but by his grace, he is sufficient in all things. God's Favorites are reaching out tonight to help heal your hurts. We pray that we can say something that will uplift you, to encourage you, and let you know that you are loved. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I just want to thank everyone for being on tonight. Praise God. I just bless each one of you. Praise God. We're going to go to prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come, God, to the one that loves us most, the one that who created us, the one that holds us in the palm of his hand. Father, we, oh God, come, oh God, believing that you can do anything in our lives but fail. Lord, touch everyone tonight, Father God, that may have a son or daughter behind prison walls, Lord. Comfort them and give them peace. Someone may have lost a loved one, God. Lord, and their heart is troubled. Lord, give them the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, touch that mother, oh God, that may have lost a son, to a daughter, to the prison walls, or by the bullet, God. Father God, comfort, God. You are the comforting God. And God, we love you. We give you the praise, God. Father God, what else can we say but, oh God, how we love you. Oh, God, because you do all things well, Lord God, when it don't even seem right, God. We know, God, that you're in the midst, oh, God. So, Lord, touch that one tonight, God, that may have diabetes, oh, God. Father God, that may be suffering with some kind of cancer, Lord. Oh, God, high blood pressure, Lord. Maybe that son or daughter is out there on drugs, oh, God. I know that you are a deliverer, God. Deliver, God, in the name of Jesus. Maybe someone, oh God, Father God, that's out there on alcohol, God, take the sting from their mouths, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come in your name, Father, because we know you in your name, God, there is power, there is deliverance, there is healing. Oh, God, Father God, because you are love, God, hallelujah. You have loved us all with an everlasting love, God. Oh, God, we lift them up to you, Father God. Oh, God, in whatever state they're in, God. Oh, Father, by your spirit, Lord God. Oh, Father, touch tonight, God. Someone, oh, God, may be hurting, oh, God, in some other way, God. Maybe with a broken heart. Oh, God, Father, whatever the situation may be tonight, God, we are believing you, God, to do anything but fail, because, God, you're not a failure, God. God, you heals and you set free and you delivers, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, we will sing of your love, oh God, and all that you have done for us, oh God, because you keep on doing it every day, God, when we open our eyes. Oh, God, we wake up into a fresh and a new with you, God, because you are fresh every day, God. Oh, God, your love is fresh for us every day, God. And, oh, God, no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Everything that rises up against us shall fall. We pull down today, right now, every principality and every power of the air. We trample it under our feet. We let the enemy know that he has no authority, that you are under our feet. Hallelujah. The devil is defeated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. The enemy has no authority over our lives. God has all authority because we place him in authority over us. Oh, we will not back down and we will not give in to any of his plans. Yes, the devil has plans, but God has a plan also, and it is to prosper us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for his plans, for his plans is awesome, much mightier than the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God, because he's under our feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we will praise the Lord and rejoice in him forever because he is God and there is none. He told us we can just lift our hands, praise God. Oh, God, we can just look unto the heavens from whence cometh thy help, because all thy help cometh from the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. And we tell them every day, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, great God, great God, great God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He's a great God. I get caught up when I start saying good, how good. We cannot even explain our God. Our little mind will not allow us to, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, but he's a good God. And he's an awesome God. Praise God. Hallelujah. All we know that he's good, and he's good all the time, and he has loved us with an everlasting love. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can say he's good. Yes, he's good. Hallelujah. My soul cries out to him because I know he's good. He's good to me, and he's good to you too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, what a love. What a love, what a love, what a love our God is to us. And I want to say happy Valentine's to you. What a love. Bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that great love. Oh, that he shed his blood for us. Praise God. His body was broken for us to take away our sins, the sins of the world. The debt has been paid. Hallelujah. We don't have to pay it anymore. The one that loves us has taken away everything. Praise God. And threw it into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember it again. See, God will not throw things in your face. He loves us so much. Man will. Hallelujah. Man will throw things in your face, your past, and everything else that he can think of. But God, in his infinite mercy, will never do so, because his love is so rich and so pure. He's a pure God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we remember to pray for all those tonight that may be going through things that I may not know of. We pray for them and believe God for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, my co-host is not in tonight. I think she's out tonight. Praise God. But we want to bless Minister Peggy Biden tonight. And thank God for her. She might be out working tonight, praise God. But we just bless her because she is a blessing to the ministry, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, tonight we know that we are celebrating the love of God and all that he has done for us. But we want to think about, you know, we show love to one another as adults and giving them love gifts. But what about the children? So our topic tonight is loving children. Loving children during this Valentine's Day. Do they get the love? You know, we can get caught up into husband and wives and whatever, but then we leave the children out. So we want to look at tonight loving children. Praise God. Children need to be loved too at this time. They don't need to be left out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Children need our love. And, you know, when I was coming up, I don't know whether they still do it in school or not. We had to bring Valentine candy to school, or else the teacher would buy us those little boxes of Love Hearts candy. And we would enjoy that, you know. So, you know, the little things mean so much. It was to show love. Do we still have that love? Do we still show that love today? I don't know whether they do it in the schools or not, but we don't have to do it in the schools. We can do it right among us in our neighborhood. And then sometimes now things have gotten so bad, it's hard to give things to children in neighborhoods. But there is other things that you can give besides candy, praise God. But the Little Hearts candy was always a favorite of mine. And it has stayed with me. I don't know about you. Praise God. Well, it says here, love is absolutely essential to the health of development of personality. To a child, to for his personality to be developed when they are growing up. The root of all personality disturbance is rejection. When children are rejected, their personality is rejected. So children need to be loved at this time as well, praise God. So children require love and lots of love. And we tend to sometimes look over that. Children need lots of love. Praise God. Hallelujah. This love should begin at conception. That's where it begins, at conception. Praise God. It actually makes a difference in one's life as to whether he was conceived in love or lust. See, that's why we have children sometimes so torn. It's according to how they are being loved when they are conceived in their mother's womb. This is because evil spirits can enter through the door of lust conception. See how evil spirits can enter in? Right at conception. Praise God. Through deliverance, we have seen many set free from this curse. A baby can receive love while still being carried in a mother's body. An embryo is no mere thing, but a living human being capable of receiving love. Even writers on prenatal care, writing from a natural observation rather than a spiritual one, have expressed the conviction that a baby knows whether or not he is loved from at least 4 months' development in the mother's womb. John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb, and that's in Luke 1 and 15. So the unborn child can be ministered to in love by the Spirit of God right in the mother's womb. We're going to love our children during this holiday, this Valentine's week. We're going to show them much love. Praise God. There are currently some healthy trends within medical confection pertaining to father assistance birth. Father to be given a course of instruction and encouraged to participate in birthing experience. That is what we are seeing now. Because the father is just as much as a part of this baby. You know? The father. There was once upon a time the father was not allowed into the birthing room. But now the father can go in and watch the baby being born. So it can take place in his heart as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The mother and the father are permitted to hold and fondle the child immediately after birth. They are permitted to massage the vermix into the baby's skin. Instead of being isolated from the newborn infant, the baby is bonded to his parents through the intent of touching love. These trends are to be applauded and encouraged. It has been proven through a study of case histories that such babies develop into more secure, happy, and stable personalities than others who are deprived of these intendances. God is love, that we know. God is love. And those who are partakers of the divine nature can minister that love. So if a child is ministered to at an early age and become partakers of that love through life, we have healthy, healthy children. We have children that will go on to be CEOs, presidents of maybe of this country or organizations. Their minds then are developed into healthy environments. Praise God. The richest inheritance parents can give their children is in inheritance of godly love. It takes time and patience to love children. Loving children must be made a priority, or other things will steal the time and opportunity. And we see that as well. We see other things stealing the minds of our children. Other opportunities, they are getting caught up in other things besides the Word of God. They are on the streets every day. Their love was not ministered to them or not being ministered to them now. So they are being caught up into other priorities. Other things will steal their mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father may be trying to relax and read a newspaper when a little son comes with a newly discovered bug. Either the father has time or patience with the little boy or little bug. For an example, what will you do? If your child come with something to you to play with and you are busy, will you take the time and bow down to that child and love him when he's trying to show you something instead of saying, I'm busy right now, I don't have time right now? You know, we can really go off sometime when that child is reaching out for our love. Praise God. And we do that to one another. Sometimes our husband is really needing our attention and our love. Or the wife is trying to get the husband attention. And we are too busy for one another. But this week we won't be busy. We're going to offer our love in whatever way that we can. So whoever you meet, maybe you don't have a child in the home, maybe you don't have a husband or wife, but whoever you meet up with, this week, can you show them your love? Give them your love. They may need it. You never know what they are going through. Praise God. Loving parent will be good listeners. Listen to someone this week. They may be hurting. Listen to what your children talk about. Get interested in their interests. Children should be able to talk to their parent about anything and everything. Communication may not seem so important when a child is young, but as he grows older, the importance of communication is seen. The time to establish good communication is from early childhood. It is rarely developed in later years. Without communication, parental influence is lost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Love is concerned with the total welfare of a child. Love makes every effort to protect the child physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Every door must be guarded continuously against harm. The devil, as a roaring lion, goes about seeking whom he may devour. Little children are especially vulnerable. They are unable to protect themselves. God has given you, as a parent, to protect them, to watch over them, to teach them. Praise God. They are totally independent upon parents as guardians from all hurt. That is why our child protection has gotten so great now, because children have been left unprotected so much now. Praise God. Our children are going unprotected in so many ways. So child protection is stepping in. If a child is being abused and they see where that child or that child is not being treated properly, there it is an investigation goes on. You have to ask what is more important for a child. To watch TV or to listen? What is more important? Praise God. So many children have gained interest now through television, through games. There is no parent to love because the children are caught up in other things instead of the arms of a parent. Think about it. The parent has no connection with children that are caught up in these games. The children are in one room and they are in another one, and they don't even know whether it's day or night. They come down to eat once a day, if they find something to eat. Then if they don't have anything at home, they go out. So we see this thing is contagious. They start off at an early age, cartoons. And some of the cartoons are bad. Instead of a parent taking a child by the hand and going for a walk and talking and laughing. You know, I love laughter. I just love laughter. And I love to see children laugh. I love to see anybody laugh. I love joy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Children are filled with fear as their little cartoons friends are splattered, smashed, torn apart, and tortured by careless methods. Have you watched children watch cartoons?
Yeah.
It's satanicism. Because it's false. There's nothing true about it. Praise God. Little children cannot distinguish between fantasy and reality. Many of whom are unable to cope with the realities of life. The heavy diet of fantasies has weakened their personalities. A fantasy is a lie. So we see a lie is being taught to our children from the television, from games. So they're living in a fantasy world. Praise God. It is a deception. It is not the truth. Remember, lies and deception are Satan tools. Praise God, not God. Jesus is the truth, not a lie. God's word is truth, not deception. Praise God. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32 says, lies leads to bondage. When they receive all these lies, they get caught up into bondage. See, things start in our children sometime from an early age. From an early age. It didn't just start when they got grown and they went and shot up something. These things have started way back. Praise God. So children need truth and not lies. And not deception and not fantasies. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word study of fantasy is most revealing. It is a acronym of fantasy, which my Webster defines as a product of imagination, an image, an illusory image, platonism. Is a fragment, a disordered mind, a deceptive or illusory appearance of something, a ghost. This is what our children are being caught up in. Praise God. Fantasy is a deceptive work of the spirit, of a spirit. And that spirit is not the Holy Spirit, for he is not a liar and a deceiver. The Holy Spirit is the inspirer of Scripture, none of which is fantasy and unreality, but absolute truth. We need to love our children. More. Our children need more love. It's getting worse and worse because they don't have the love. Love is concerned with the total welfare of a child. Love makes every effort to protect the child physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Every door must be guarded continuously against harm. The devil is as a roaring lion, as I said, going about seeking whom he may devour. Little children are especially vulnerable. They are unable to protect themselves. They are totally dependent upon parents and guardians. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our children need the love of a parent. Love the child. You have not rejected the child, but rejected him. Love him with hugs and kisses. One of the worst wounds that can be inflicted is rejection. But love builds security and motivates good behavior. That's what love does for a child. It motivates good behavior. Praise God. In love, unless the punishment, let's talk about the punishment then. Unless the punishment is seen by the child as an act of parental love, the results will be negative. Resentment and rebellion will be formed in his heart. Forgiveness and acceptance are manifestations of love. Once, praise God. I don't know why I'm having difficulty here tonight, but I am, but the devil is a liar. Praise God. Back to this. Okay. Forgiveness and acceptance are manifestations of love. Once the punishment is finished, the atmosphere should be clear, and normal love relationship between parent and child should prevail. Unless this is done, the child will identify correction as rejection, and the pattern will be carried into adult life. Oh, my God. Satan will take full advantage of any devastation from these standards of properly rod discipline. The parent that is deficient and unbalanced in the administration of proper discipline should make it a priority to change. The future happiness and well-being of a child is at stake. The book of Proverbs said, it is rich source of divine wisdom on the subject of child discipline. Underline the following passages in your Bible. The rod is for the back of him who lacks understanding. The rod help a child to learn. He must be taught to understand right from wrong and good from evil. Strict discipline makes a child sensible to his faults. Praise God. So we have to discipline children. We have to let them know the truth. We have to let them know in the ways that they are loved and what they are doing and what is right and what is wrong. So, some people say they don't have to discipline their children. Well, good and fine, but my Bible tells me that all children need to be disciplined. He said, don't spare the rod. Proverbs 13:24. He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently. This is addressed to parents. Discipline is the duty of parents, in particular the father. Discipline is an expression of love. The parent who neglects discipline shows that he does not really care about his child's welfare, for he has abandoned him to sin and Satan. My God, my God. We know now where everything, you know, the word of God is so true. It lets us know where everything lies in our hearts and in our homes and in our lives. Proverbs 20:30 says, "Scribes that would score away evil and strokes reach the innermost parts." Some children are very obstinate and firm punishment is necessary to curb their rebellious wills. This reverse reveals that a bruise left in the flesh is not timonous to abuse. Worldly wisdom is more concerned with the condition of the flesh than of the soul. Proper discipline administered in love for the good of the child has a cleansing effect. Only by wisdom of God can we appreciate the character building influence of a good spanking. Every child needs it sometimes. Sometimes some of them need a little bit harsh of discipline. Everybody is not alike. We all have different characters.
Praise God.
Okay, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Children require protection from sin and all snares. Look upon them as soldiers in training for an army of God, for so they are. The way he should go is the way of God. Instill in the hearts of the children a love of God, his word, his church, his ministry. Such a child will never be ensnared and made a prisoner of Satan. We have here a pure promise from God that he will not depart from the path of righteousness and the ways of ruin.
I will tell you a little story of my daughter, and you may have heard me tell this story before. All my children had their own little Bible. So one day I was teaching them, and I told them not to never call the other one a fool or their friends a fool. And I said, Matthew said, and I got them to turn to it, if you call a person a fool, you're in danger of hellfire. So one day, all of the children were down the street by a friend's house, and the boys were calling each other a fool. My daughter looked up to them and said, my mama said don't ever call nobody a fool, though you are in danger of hellfire. She didn't know what she was saying, but she knew what was taught to her. So the boys said, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. So she calls home. Mama, where is it in the Bible that you said that we should never call nobody a fool? She said, they down here, down the street here, calling people a fool. I said, okay, baby, y'all got a Bible down there? You turn to it and you tell them what Mama said. Don't call nobody a fool. And you know that stuck in my heart, that what I had taught them, that little girl, and she was very young. I guess she was maybe 4 or 5 years old, about 5 years old, I think. But she told them not to call nobody a fool. Her mama taught her, don't call nobody a fool. So when we are teaching children, we may not think that it is sticking at times, but God would allow some things to stick into their little hearts and minds at the least time we think. And this will go with them, you know. There are things that you teach your children. Children hear you teach. You know, it will go with them for a lifetime. I always say that my teacher in grade school taught me, she said, I'd always told her, I can't do math. I just can't do it. She said, I don't want to hear you use that word can't, because it's not in the dictionary. She said, I want you to remember, all can'ts comes in cans. I remembered that from a little child. All can'ts comes in cans. So when we teach children, may not be ours. They may be away from home. The word will ring out and be instilled in their little hearts. That's why we have to go out and plant seeds and let children know. And right now, so many people are afraid to talk to children, but we don't have to be afraid. God's word will be there to help us in every area that our children need us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our children is there to be protected from the enemy. One more passage in Proverbs 22:15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. The rod of discipline will remove it far from him. Praise God. Do not hold back discipline from a child. Proverbs 23:13-14. Although you beat him with the rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with the rod and deliver his soul from Sheol. Some parents hold back on discipline because it is unpleasant. Truly, for the moment, it is not joyous but grievous. Yet the ultimate result is the peaceable fruit of righteousness. A child may scream and agonize as though they are being killed, but he will not die. Let me tell you, I've been there. Praise God. Proverbs 29:15, the rod of reproof give wisdom, but a child who gets his own way brings shame to his mother. The goal of education is not only to gain knowledge, but wisdom. Children must not only be told what is good and evil, but he is corrected when they neglect to do good and choose to do evil. The parent has two powerful instruments with which to instill wisdom in the child, the rod and reproof. Reproof is given by words. Praise God. The scripture has warnings for us on how to raise our children. Our children today is in need of God's word so much because they are not being loved in the home. They are not being taught the word. They are just lying up sleeping and eating and going out on the street. They are not being taught God's word. So many children are at home every Sunday and never approaches a church door. So many children, they don't want to hear the word, and their parent don't even try to get them to a place. If you have the love of God, you will try to get them every time the church door opened. I had to be in every time my mom, my daughter told me, said every time I moved, she had to be on my dress tail in that door in the church. And if I left her at home, she better not brought a boy in because she said she was so scared because I told them, don't bring the boys up in my house. Praise the Lord. Good teaching, we have to teach them. May the Lord bless and keep you. Shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace this week. May you have a blessed Valentine's week. I pray the love of God upon you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I wish I can just hug each one of you. I wish that I could give you my Valentine gift, but I can't, but I can give it to you over this line and tell you the love that I have for you is deep. Dude, I wouldn't be on here every Sunday night. Praise God. I'm on here because of my love. I want you to be healed, set free, delivered, to be blessed. God say bless his people. I want you to be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. And back here with me next Sunday, the same time at 7 p.m. and on Friday night with Minister Janice at 8 p.m. on Friday night. Good night now. Bye-bye.